Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamuk Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Thich Quang Sanam about that nature can see our minds. Enjoy! Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Nepop Sanam, 12325 March 8, 2026, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Sit down in your place and sit down in your original place. See that everything is as it is, like the Buddha of old. When we know and see our original place, then actually at that time, we can understand and realize our self-nature. Everything comes from our own mind. And we can thoroughly realize the creation of our minds. Therefore, as we know our own mindfulness and the functioning of our minds, therefore, as we know our own mindfulness and the functioning of our minds, we can eliminate our own suffering. Thus, we can better heal whatever pain we have than a regular doctor. However, we should first realize the nature of the universe. Whenever the Popsanam performs a nature ceremony, the Popsanam realizes the exquisite essence of nature, perceiving all the facts. Nature has correct manners and, according to one's own movements, it is meticulous. Therefore, the deeper the human mind becomes, the more we can realize this. Nature does not say anything, yet it speaks. It does not move and moves. Everything is the truth and very honest. This is the reason that honesty does not lie. That is why nature can help us and become a most sincere bodhisattva to ourselves. Nature can see our minds. This explains why nature does not have I, my, me and ignorance. Nature's body has nothing. Then this naked body becomes light for everyone, truly benefiting and satisfying everyone. Thank you very much, Thich Quang Nepop Sanam. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Thich Quang Nepop Sanam. I wish you a nice, happy and joyous week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.